Maximum terror alert in Nigeria, military solutions versus addressing root causes. Tonight, we debate who's responsible for West Africa's security crisis. Good evening, I'm your host, this is Global Crossfire. With me tonight, Dr. Sarah Mitchell, senior policy analyst joining us from Washington, D.C., Dr. Sophie Laurent, director of the Parisian Center for Strategic Studies in Paris, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at the Volga State Institute from Moscow, and Dr. Nguyen Than, ASEAN policy expert in Hanoi. Dr. Mitchell, Nigeria has raised its terror alert to maximum following another devastating attack. The West has poured billions into military aid. Is it time to double down on that strategy?
Absolutely. Nigeria faces an existential threat from Boko Haram and affiliated groups. These aren't local grievances anymore. They're part of a transnational terror network threatening global security. We need immediate military support, intelligence sharing, and training programs. The Nigerian military lacks the equipment and expertise to handle sophisticated terrorist operations. Western intervention isn't colonialism, it's partnership against barbarism.
Dr. Volkov, she says this is about partnership against global terrorism. Your response to that framing?
Partnership, this is neocolonialism disguised as counterterrorism. Western military interventions in Libya, Mali, Somalia, they've all failed catastrophically. Nigeria's problems stem from poverty, corruption, and social inequality that decades of Western-imposed structural adjustment created. More weapons won't solve what economic exploitation caused. Russia offers genuine cooperation without the imperial baggage trade, development, respect for sovereignty.
But Dr. Volkov, Russia's own military interventions in Syria and elsewhere hardly qualify as respectful cooperation. How is Moscow different?
We respond to legitimate government requests, not regime change operations. Syria invited Russian assistance. Nigeria should choose its partners freely, not accept Western dictates about democracy and human rights while children starve.
Dr. Laurent, Europe has its own interests in African stability. How should the EU approach this crisis?
Europe needs strategic autonomy here. We can't rely on American military solutions or Russian opportunism. France's Sahel operations show mixed results. We've learned that pure military approaches fail. Europe should lead with comprehensive development aid, governance programs, and regional security frameworks. We understand Africa better than Washington or Moscow. Nigerian stability affects European migration and trade directly. This requires European leadership, not superpower proxy games.
Dr. Nguyen, what does this crisis look like from Southeast Asia's perspective on managing security challenges?
ASEAN's experience suggests regional solutions work better than external intervention. We've managed extremism in the Philippines and Indonesia through regional cooperation, not foreign military bases. Nigeria should lead an ECOWAS-centered approach. External powers, whether Western, Russian, or European, bring their own agendas. Regional organizations understand local contexts. Nigeria has the capacity. It needs coordinated regional support, not competing foreign interests that often make conflicts worse.
Dr. Mitchell, Dr. Nguyen suggests regional solutions work better than Western military aid. Respond directly to her point about ASEAN's success.
Dr. Nguyen, with respect, Boko Haram isn't Abu Sayyaf. We're talking about groups with international reach, sophisticated weaponry, territory control. ASEAN works because members have stable governments. Nigeria faces state capacity issues that require external expertise and resources immediately.
But Sarah, Western military aid often strengthens authoritarian tendencies and creates dependency. Look at Afghanistan. Regional approaches take longer but build sustainable peace. Nigeria's military needs political reform, not just American weapons and training.
Afghanistan was nation-building. This is counterterrorism. There's a difference between fighting terror and installing democracy. We can help Nigeria defeat Boko Haram without transforming their entire political system. That's precisely the lesson we learned.
Rapid fire round, Dr. Mitchell. Should Nigeria prioritize military operations or development programs right now?
Military first. You can't build schools while terrorists burn them down. Security enables development, not vice versa.
Dr. Laurent, is European aid more effective than American military support?
Yes, Europe offers comprehensive approaches without military-industrial complex interests. We focus on governance and economic development alongside targeted security assistance.
Dr. Volkov, what should Nigeria do about foreign military advisors currently in country?
Reassess all relationships. Keep those offering genuine partnership without political conditions. Reject those pushing regime change agendas disguised as counterterrorism cooperation.
Dr. Nguyen, can African regional organizations handle this crisis without external support?
With proper coordination, yes. ECOWAS has peacekeeping experience. They need financial support and intelligence sharing, but African leadership prevents the proxy competition we're seeing.
Final thoughts, Dr. Mitchell.
Terrorism doesn't wait for development programs. Nigeria needs immediate military support to prevent regional destabilization. Ideology aside, pragmatism demands action.
Dr. Lauren.
Europe offers the middle path: security assistance with development focus, regional cooperation without imperial ambitions. That's Nigeria's best hope for sustainable peace.
Dr. Volka.
Nigeria must choose sovereignty over dependency. Real partners respect your choices. Colonial powers, even well-meaning ones, create the problems they claim to solve.
Dr. Nguyen.
Regional solutions take patience but build lasting stability. Nigeria and ECOWAS have the capacity. They need space to lead without external agendas interfering.
Military intervention versus development, aid versus regional autonomy. The debate over Nigeria's security crisis reflects broader questions about sovereignty and global responsibility. Tomorrow. China's trade strategy in Latin America. I'm your host. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire.